Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get rid of the Republicans. The time has come. You know, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Obviously.
Not at all, dude. It doesn't make any sense to me how that's tied together. It
has nothing to do with the people, Islamic people, at all. Whew, that was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate our Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Fat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think, because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know?
Stuff things, words.
Damn, dogs. Oh, God, I hate them. Oh, man.
You are listening to Arms' Way with Ryan Hobbs.
All right, hello and welcome everybody to episode 71 of Arms' Way with me. I am, of course, your humble drunkard from afar. My name is Ryan Harms, and this is Harms' Way. My way. It's my way. My way or the highway. And this time, I'm going to let it all go now. This time, I'm going to stand up and shout. Because it's my way. Anyways, I just did to radio what Limp Bizkit did to the 90s. Or whatever that Deadpool line is. Speaking of Deadpool, going to be talking a little bit of Deadpool for just a minute before we discuss the new X-Men movie that just came out here today. X-Men Apocalypse, all that. Because I recently just purchased Deadpool, the Blu-ray awesomeness. And, you know, I've been able to watch it second time and whatnot. And honestly, I do think I like it better than I did in the theater. Not necessarily the experience or anything, because, you know, once you know a joke is coming, kind of ruins everything. You know, it's like watching a horror movie and, like, you know when the jump scare is coming. So it's like, oh, my God, I got to prepare myself. But, I don't know. Still, Deadpool, I think it's a better movie than I originally gave it credit for. Is that the thing? I don't know. I mean, still, my biggest criticism of the whole thing is that they basically just turned it into a Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie as far as the plot goes. But, you know, be that as it may, it's obviously worth a watch. And if you haven't seen it, obviously pick it up at Redbox or whatever. Just watch it because it's awesome. Or wait a few months and it'll be on HBO or, you know, whatever. I really wanted to pick up the Blu-ray for this Deadpool. Just for some of the bonus features and whatnot. I wanted to be able to watch the full Deadpool commentary. There's a commentary track on there with Deadpool, apparently. I began watching it, but until the point I turned it off. I hadn't heard a word of Deadpool. But there's some other awesome stuff, like a lot of the marketing materials in there. The Touch Yourself, PSAs. We're on there, and actually it comes with a Touch Yourself instruction manual, which is kind of kind of awesome. Of course, the point is sued. Touch yourself for testicular cancer. Check it out. Whatever. Yeah. Deadpool. In case you don't know what Deadpool is, now that I'm reminded, I just reminded myself. Deadpool is, it sounds a little bit like this.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby.
Kind of lonesome back here.
Well, here.
Dopinder.
Pool. Dead.
Why the fans hit our suit, Mr. Pool?
Oh, that's because it's Christmas Day, Dopinder.
And I'm after someone on my naughty list.
You're probably thinking, this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab.
Surprise. This is a different kind of superhero story. To tell it right, we gotta take you back before I squeeze this ass into spandex.
Mr. Wilson.
You've recently been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
We can fight this.
What if I told you we can cure you and give you abilities most men only dream of? I'd say that you sound like an infomercial, but not a good one, like Slap Chop, more shake weighty. If I never see you again, know that I love you.
When I'm finished, your mutated cells will heal anything.
But you still think we're making you a superhero? We're making you a super slave. Oh, come on.
You're gonna leave me all alone here with Jose Canseco?
Whatever they did to me made me totally indestructible and completely...
No.
Unfuckable.
You look like the inside of other people's assholes.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when you find out your worst enemy is after your best girl, the time has come to be a fucking superhero.
Right up Main Street.
Hear the music.
Go give it to you. One way for you to get it on your own. Go deliver to you.
We can't allow this, Deadpool.
I don't have time for your X-Men bullshit, Colossus.
Besides, nobody's getting hurt.
That guy was up there before we got here.
Knock, knock, open
it. I played a lot of roles. Damsel in Distress ain't one of them.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
Have you seen this man?
I never say this, but don't swallow. Shit. Did I leave the stove on?
Give it to you.
Yeah, you're way too much dude for me. That's why I brought him.
I mean, that's why I brought her?
Oh, no, finish your tweet.
No, if that's fine. Just give us a second.
Go get her, Tiger.
Oh, I so pity the dude who pressures her into prom sex.
Extra, give it to you.
So, yeah, that's what a Deadpool sounds like. At least a trailer of a Deadpool. But it sounds like a lot of it. Sounds a lot like that. But visually, like, it stimulates your optical cavities as well. But yeah, Deadpool, what else? What else can you say about Deadpool? Just awesome, man. Check it out, damn it. There. Stuff things works. Deadpool and since we're kind of on the topic of movies, I don't want to go into X-Men Apocalypse yet. We'll do that after the break. We'll do the whole, you know, I spoil the whole movie and everything. While we're on the topic of movies, just this. There we go. That's something I should have done, damn it. SJWs have been, you know, getting their panties in a twist because I believe it was last week, the angry video game nerd, James Rolfe, I mean, it wasn't anything to do with the angry video game nerd other than it was on the same Cinemassacre YouTube channel, whatnot. But anyways, James Rolfe, he does this, he posted a video titled No Review. This is about the new Ghostbusters coming out. He will not do a review of it. He refuses. And so SJWs are throwing a fit because sexism. Meanwhile, I mean, I watched his video. I'm a, you know, I enjoy the angry video game nerd and whatnot. Some of the other shows, if you will, Rev does, Cinemassacre does. One thing that really, they really don't do that often is movie reviews. I mean, they do some. Mostly it's like old Universal monster movies for the most part. And Godzilla movies. However, they've been doing it more and more recently with other like big titles. Batman v Superman, I believe they did. I think they might have done a Civil War review. And even before that, I'm pretty sure there wasn't a Deadpool review. But either way, they definitely did Star Wars, things like that. But he says he's going to refuse to do a Ghostbusters review. And, like I said, SJWs are all, oh my God, it's because he's sexist. Number one, let me say this as delicately as I can, because trying to move on from being political and whatnot. I don't want to do a political show anymore. It's because, I mean, reasons, obviously. Talked about it on the last show, episode 70, Civil War, Century Club. But anyways, number one, where did you even start? What the hell would be the number one with? Well, here, let me put this out here. I've never watched either of the first two Ghostbusters movies, right? I haven't seen them. I have no connection to them. Whatever. They're just movies I assume are kind of okay. All right, let's put that out there. Number two, when I first heard that they heard the announcement that Ghostbusters was going to be remade with an all-female cast, I pulled a face palm. I had to do one of these. Not because women suck, but they aren't good comedians. No, nothing dumb like that. It's just, why? It's just why, man? Why? I do not inhale. I've talked about this plenty of times. I've even said these words, I'm sure, before. I do not understand why we have to diversify absolutely everything. That sounds a lot worse than I'm meaning it. This whole movement, like, hey, we need a female Thor, because why not? We need a female Wolverine, blah, yeah, awesome, cool. Or no, now everyone's pressuring Disney to make Captain America gay. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, he's had two girlfriends, at least that we know of in the movies. Let's make him gay now. because it has nothing to do with choices. I don't understand this. Everything needing to be diversified. I think it's just a fad, honestly. I'm not saying that, you know, never ever have female protagonists. Awesome. I mean, it's fine. From what I hear of Star Wars, no one bitched that there was a female protagonist. Did they? Right? No one's complaining exactly that the new Ghostbusters movie is all female just because they're female. No. It just looks god-awful. And we're sick of movies being ruined. Right? Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that like common sense? Although, yes, I am. That is saying, just stop this diversifying stuff. And now I'm a sexist, apparently. Whatever. Not like every TV show, anyone that you watch, there's like at least 5 gay characters in them. Which, I mean, it's fine. It's just, I really don't care that much about these social issues. It's just, I hate it when things are shoved down my throat. You know? Like, take for instance WWE, something that I talk about sometimes here. John Cena is, you know, probably the only wrestler that of today that many people know. He's the only one of some renown, really. The reason that is because he was jammed down wrestling fans' throats. He was the superstar, the most awesome Superman-y personhood thing that ever existed. Wow. And it was shoved down our throats, and I hated it. I hate it now that they're doing the same thing with Roman Reigns, another wrestler, it doesn't matter. I hate it. So I guess an argument could be that that's how these, I don't know, what do you call it, social groups would say, the white man has been shoved down our throats all these years, the cisgendered terms, cis male, pig, and shoved down our throats, fine. But I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. Started off with James Rolfe and what he had to say about the Ghostbusters remake and his refusal to do a review of it. He says he won't even see it. And he gave calm, well thought out, deeply researched reasons. I mean, hell, he's went into the whole development of a third Ghostbusters movie within that same video clip. But yet, the only thing that many sites, like The Guardian, The Atlantic, well, actually, I'm not sure about The Guardian, now that I think of it, Huffington Post, all sorts of bloggers and whatnot, people threatening to kill him and such. Someone even attacked his wife, like, how is this guy married? All because he said he doesn't want to see the movie. He never, by the way, in that well thought out, well researched discussion that he threw out there, he never mentioned a reason why he isn't seeing it. Is because of that it's an all-female cast. He never mentioned that. He said one thing that he did say was that a lot of people are referring to this as the female Ghostbusters. That's because that's what a lot of people are doing. It's not, whatever. Just whatever, man. For a little while there, it was like a huge deal. Hell, even Screen Junkies brought it up and stuff. It just, this whole James Rolfe video thing. Yeah, there's a lot of dead air there. Yeah, like lots. Stuff things words, yeah, I don't know, I don't have anything. Deadpool, though, Deadpool. Watch it, it's awesomeness, amazing. Buy it, Redbox it, even though I don't think it's out in Redbox now I think on it, but check out Deadpool, just because it's cool. That rhymed. Should make that a slogan. Check out Deadpool because it's cool. No, probably not. Ryan Reynolds is way better with the puns. How much time do we got left? Like a lot. Here, another movie thing, quickly. Another movie thing that just pisses me off. This whole Dark Horizons movie, or Dark, is that what it's called? Deep Horizon, whatever. It's about the BP oil spill, and just fuck off with that. Go to hell, Mark Wahlberg, and stuff, director of Lone Survivor. How could you do that? Go from Lone Survivor to Deep Horizon, whatever it's called. Just no. How many global warming bullshits are going to be thrown into that mess? BP oil spill movie. Is this already? Yeah. Stuff things was, I don't know. Guess we'll go to a bit of an extended break. 760-539-3247. Or click on the Skype button at the top of the page. More Hamza's Way is coming at you just after all this. Plus, what's coming up just after all this is my review. And, you know, I'm going to spoil the whole movie. But first, I'll just give a quick spoiler-free review of X-Men Apocalypse. Coming at you just after all this. But first, one more time, the Deadpool trailer.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Kind of lonesome back here.
A little help here.
Woo! Dopinder.
Pool. Dead.
Why the fans hate our food, Mr. Pool?
Oh, that's because it's Christmas Day, Dopinder.
And I'm after someone on my naughty list.
You're probably thinking, this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab.
Surprise. This is a different kind of superhero story.
To tell it right, we gotta take you back before I squeeze this ass into spandex.
Mr. Wilson,
you've recently been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
We can fight this.
What if I told you we can cure you and give you abilities most men only dream of?
I'd say that you sound like an infomercial, but not a good one, like Slap Chop, more shake weighty.
If I never see you again, know that I love you.
When I'm finished, your mutated cells will heal anything.
But you still think we're making you a superhero? We're making you a super slave. Well, come on.
You're gonna leave me all alone here with Jose Canseco?
Whatever they did to me made me totally indestructible and completely unfuckable.
You look like the inside of other people's assholes.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero.
But when you find out your worst enemy is after your best girl, the time has come to be a fucking superhero.
Right up Main Street.
Hear the music.
We can't allow this, Deadpool.
I don't have time for your X-Men bullshit, Colossus.
Besides, nobody's getting hurt.
That guy was up there before we got here.
Knock, knock, open
up. I played a lot of roles. Damsel in Distress ain't one of them.
Time to make the chimney fucking changas.
Stop, don't let it go.
Have you seen this man?
I never say this, but don't swallow. Shit. Did I leave the stove on?
Don't give it to you.
Yeah, you're way too much dude for me. That's why I brought him.
I mean, that's why I brought her?
Oh, no, finish your tweet.
No, if that's fine, just give us a second.
Go get her, Tiger.
Oh, I so pity the dude who pressures her into prom sex.
From Amazon's number 1,772,434th best-selling author comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Never before has one man done so much with so little.
Lifting them higher.
From mosquito bites, pimples, and pancakes, to melons, mountains, and Major League Yabos. An engineering feat so brilliant, it can only be described as va-va-va-voom. Thanks to you, even a 90-year-old grandmother can go from A to double D in a single bound.
What's your number, Granny?
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh hoister of the hooter, because when it comes to the bust, you're the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm the world's worst cleaning lady. Cleanliness was supposed to be my middle name. But then my parents settled on Janet. Now, I'm here in your home having a pretty spectacular Tuesday.
But I don't notice the loose rug at the top of your stairs.
And that's about to become an issue for me.
And if you've got the wrong home insurance coverage, my medical bills could get expensive. So get Allstate. Where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Good hands. Good home. Make sure you have the right home protection. Talk to an Allstate agent.
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, looking good.
All understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So this bud's for you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy, because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mm-hmm.
Barnes' Way with Ryan Hart.
All right, so yes, X-Men Apocalypse is a thing that exists in the world of movies and comic books and superhero-y mutant things, Fox. Let my people go, Fox. Or whatever. Let's see, X-Men Apocalypse. I honestly do think that this is one of the best X-Men movies. One of the best. I don't know where exactly it ranks. As of now, my top two are Days of Future Past and X2. What was it? Was that X-Men United? Yeah. They're fighting Stryker and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of the top three now, X-Men Apocalypse. I'm pretty sure that they almost Deadpooled Apocalypse, though. Like, for the comic book purists and such, I'm pretty sure they damn near Deadpooled him. And of course, Deadpooled in this context means that they totally ruined the character, like they did in like they did to Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine and such. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not all that up on my X-Men knowledge. Hell, I'm not even sure. I'm pretty sure because they spend some time together a lot in the movie. I'm pretty sure in the comics, Mystique is Nightcrawler's mother. And that's obviously not the case here. But yeah, no, the whole reason why I brought that up is because I'm not sure if that's the case or not and whatnot. But yeah. Awesomeness, stuff and things, words. X-Men Apocalypse should pretty much be titled X-Men Begins. I mean, that's what it is. It's like the beginning of the X-Men. Although one could argue, isn't that what First Class is? No. Duh, obviously not. But, yeah. Is there anything else that I can say that could be spoilery? Spoilery. Well, hell, they spoiled this with one of the last trailers. I'm pretty sure it was the last trailer. Don't get your Wolverine orgasms up and ready and stuff. Like, don't be expecting too much Wolverine. He just plays a bit that's kind of... It makes sense, but also kind of random. It's almost shoehorned in just to have like a Wolverine set piece. But, yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure this is an actual fact now. Excuse me. Damn it. There we go. I think. I don't have my pineapple juice today. That's probably a problem. Anyways, once Old Man Logan is done, I'm pretty sure it's already a fact. No one has ever played one character in more full-length motion pictures than Hugh Jackman has played Wolverine. I'm pretty sure that's already a fact, but still. After Old Man Logan, it'll be up to nine. Nine times he's appeared as Wolverine. It's kind of impressive. Thank you on it. But yeah, stuff things possible. anything else that's not too spoilery.
The cast is fine.
Sorry, got my silver sidekick in studio with me for the first time. It's kind of during the other discussion that. But yeah, I'll bring that up in one second. Spoiler. Like the whole, like, I'm going to tell exactly how the whole movie starts and ends, but we do. But before that, the cast is fine. Jennifer Lawrence, awesome. She's great. What's his name? McAvey. Or however. McAfee is the libertarian presidential candidate, or at least one of them. Damn it, I'm not supposed to talk politics. But anyways, he's like, you know, no, shut up, politics. McAvoy, that's his name. McAvoy, whatever. Who's, speaking of Deadpool outtakes, there's a great outtake for Deadpool the movie Blu-ray. There's a great outtake or like an alternative line when Colossus is taking off Deadpool to the, he says, I'm going to take you to see the professor. And Deadpool says, who? Stewart or the American boy? It gets weird with this new timeline. Something like that. Whatever. They're all good. Fassbender, obvious. Olivia Munn, even though she doesn't really say. I think she only has, like, 5 lines of dialogue throughout the whole movie. She does great as herself. She seems to be a decent Psylocke. One thing I was disappointed, though, was Jubilee is barely in the movie, even though she's, like, not all over, but, you know, it got me pumped as a fan of the 90s, you know, cartoon and stuff. Hey, Jubilee's going to finally be in a movie, you know, but she's barely in it. That's pretty much it. What's her name? I think she's in the, I have no idea what her name is, but I'm pretty sure she's the star of the Divergent series. I'm pretty sure part 4, Detergent, is coming out here pretty soon. Anyways, awesomeness. She plays Jean Grey. She's pretty awesome. Something's words finally. Let's do this. Let's get it over with. But first, let's take a listen to the audio of the X-Men Apocalypse trailer. Here we go.
Things are better. The world is better.
Just because there's not a war doesn't mean there's peace. He's coming.
Some call him Apocalypse.
He was some kind of god. For thousands of years, he's been amassing mutants to take their powers. He always had 4 followers.
Like the 4 horsemen.
Eric, don't join them.
Whatever it is you think you saw in me, I buried it with my family.
Together, we will cleanse the earth.
Everything they built will fall! And from the ashes of their world, we'll build a better one!
I've never felt power like this before.
They took him.
Raven, the world needs the X-Men.
I'm not a hero.
Students look up to you.
If I'm going to teach your kids something, I'm going to teach them how to fight. Follow me.
To her.
I'm not afraid of him. Magneto, he's my father.
What?
Him and my mom, they did.
No, I know.
Not all of us can control our powers.
Then don't.
Apocalypse means to destroy this world.
It's all of us against a god and the most powerful beings on Earth.
Forget everything you think you know. None of that matters. You're not students anymore.
I'll take everything from them.
You're X-Men.
X-Men Apocalypse. Opening scenes. We're like in ancient Egypt. For some reason. Well, not for some reason, but pretty obvious why. Obvious because it was the end credits of Days of Future Past, kind of. Not really. Not this scene. This scene is much different. This scene shows Apocalypse, the first mutant ever or something. And everyone's bowing down to him like slaves or whatever, Jewish people basically. Or whatever. they're bowing down to him. And there's soldiers, Egyptianites, soldiery people. Bowing down, but you don't know that it's Apocalypse yet. You don't. Taking him to some other pyramid. Not one of the three pyramids, but some other pyramid. in Egypt. Some other pyramid in Egypt. And basically, they found some mutant that's essentially Wolverine and can heal and such. What they're going to do is, because for some odd reason Apocalypse, like I said, I think they kind of Deadpooled him a bit. You can't just control mutants like you can in the comics or whatever happens there. You can't inhabit the body of other mutants and stuff. Instead, what happens is they put him inside a pyramid and they put one mutant next to him, and they lay them both down on like these slabs of whatever, and then like sunlight comes and illuminates the whole thing, because it's not a ripoff of Superman at all. It's nothing to do with powers from the sun. It's just sunlight in this pyramid and stuff. And basically what happens is Apocalypse takes his consciousness into this other body, but then also makes the other body him, and like with the blue skin and everything too. Yeah. That's what they say in the movie, is that he takes himself out of one body and puts it in theirs, but still. Yeah, because his body is all used up and he needs a new one to survive. Fine. It's all well and good, but still, why is his skin blue? Exactly. So yes, that happens, but no, he's betrayed. They're calling him a false god, and then they decide to destroy the whole pyramid and crash it on top of him. Yeah, it becomes his tomb. but no, there's like the, you know, because four horsemen or whatever, there's four mutants there, and one of them's protecting him somehow with, you know, mutant powers, force field around him or whatever. But somehow it's like, even after she dies, I'm pretty sure the whole pyramid is still collapsing, so I don't know, whatever. Either way, he should have been able to survive it because he's pretty much what the movie turned him into. What the movie turned him into is pretty much Dr. Manhattan. Like, he can do anything, almost, except for teleport. Well, no, he can teleport, too. Maybe that's Psylocke or whatever. I don't know. But teleportation eventually becomes at least a part of it. Outside of Nightcrawler. So, yeah, that's just the opening. The crashes down, and then... But, no, the cool thing was the opening credits. I like that, how they went through, like, all these different time periods and stuff, like, during the opening credits. Yeah, starring people and stuff. X-Men Apocalypse, I don't know. I just thought it was a little neat opening credits bit there. Yeah. Afterwards... God, what the hell happened, like, right away after? Because the thing is, the plot is kind of all over the place. It's not that it's hard to follow, but it's all over the place. Like, here, at the beginning, you start off with, like, four different plot points happening. First, it's like, I think the very first thing is Cyclops. You're in Ohio. And Cyclops is in school. He's like, oh, my God, my eyes, they hurt. No, go to the principal, Scott. You're a bastard. And, like, something about looking at some other kid's girlfriend or whatever. Scott Summers, he's in high school, you know. It's the Cyclops. My eyes are burning. No. Oh, they hurt. Which, hey, that's not me making fun of people's eyes burning, because trust me, that happens to me like every day. Every day. Whatever, I don't even remember. So Cyclops is in high school. Like I said, there's like four different plot points, and I have no idea which in order they happen. It's Cyclops, then there's like Mystique is watching Nightcrawler and Angel fight in a, like, a underground cockfighting type atmosphere for mutants. Hell, Blob makes a bit of an appearance, which is kind of cool. So Mystique is watching Nightcrawler and Angel fight. And so she decides to free Nightcrawler and get him out of there. Then she's like, no, I don't give a shit about Angel. What happens to Angel? He's just, like, nothing. Oh, yeah, Well, no. What, at the very beginning, what happens does he just die? Or, like, or no, does he fly away?
Yeah, he flies away.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so he flies away. Everyone's shooting at him. Stuff. X-Men. Yeah. Yeah, Mystique and Nightcrawler, they get away. Awesomeness stuff. Amazing getaway. Another plot point is, hey, we're here at the X-Men mansion or something. No, that was like the last of the plot points because, first comes up is Magneto, pretty sure. He's just like, he's got a daughter now and a wife. I think they live in Germany, possibly. I mean, that's where that whole cockfight was going on, was in East Berlin. So, back when... before the wall came down. because the whole movie takes place in 86. Anyways, the random plot point, Magneto's got a wife and daughter, and his daughter's like in love with animals and talks to them and stuff. That's her mutant power. Scott Summers and stuff. They go to X Mansion, whatever stuff, and Scott's like, he bumps into Jean Grey. He's like, hey, I don't want some weird girl in my head, but weirdness. Scott Summers, he takes down Professor X's favorite tree with his eyes. Yeah. Yeah, Xavier's grandfather. This is a legit plot point in the movie. Xavier's grandfather planted a tree on the property when he was 5 years old, when I believe his grandfather was 5 years old. Xavier's like, hey, I think that's my favorite tree. But Scott's like, hey, I just laser beamed eyed it to death. What you gonna do? So then you jump to back to Egypt, and Moira's like, hey, I'm gonna crawl around in a hole. Moira from first class CIA agent person. I don't know what her name is, but she was in the Get Him to the Greek. Probably the only good Russell Brand movie. Yeah. She goes to some Egyptian person selling carpets, which has nothing to do with lesbianism. Holy hell. It's been like a half hour already. Almost. And we're nowhere near through the first act. Anyway, so yeah, Moira, she's crawling around in a hole for some reason. She finds out that Apocalypse is still a thing, even though they don't call him Apocalypse or anything. They really don't, except for the one moment that's stuff things. There's earthquake because Apocalypse, yeah, he pretty much teleports the fuck out of this hole and stuff, so... Yeah, he can teleport. It's not just Psylocke or whatever. I didn't even think that that's a Psylocke thing. It just kind of looked like it because it was purple. The bubbles that he'd go through and stuff. So I maybe think it had something to do with Psylocke. But whatever. She gets out of the hole. And stuff. Well, no, you don't really see that yet. There's just an earthquake, and it's felt on, like, the whole eastern hemisphere. And then... Jean Grey's having a nightmare and melting her whole room to death because it's so hot in there or whatever. But hey, the Professor X is like, ooh, let me just wheel myself into this hot room and nothing happens to me. Paint's melting off of the paintings. But no, I'm perfectly fine. Hell, I'll even sit right next to her. She's having a nightmare. You can see her nightmare and stuff. The world is ending. I saw the world end. It's fire. There's a fire inside of me, and it's growing. Growing bad. I don't know what the hell that voice was. I don't know. Professor X probably gives her some fatherly advice. And they fuck off for a while. Then we go back to, Germany with Magneto, where they're just feeling the earthquake and stuff. Magneto's like, hey, blah, I saved some dude from being melted to death and crushed and stuff because of he works in a factory and stuff now because he's obviously hiding because of the whole Days of Future Past stuff and things that happened. You know, he threw a stadium at the White House. I was like, deal with it. Right at their face at the White House or whatever. I don't remember. Washington, D.C. He's in hiding. Germany. Working in the factory. Saves a dude's life. Because of earthquakes. Eastern Hemisphere. Because of Apocalypse. Police are like, hey, you're really Magneto, aren't you? And he's like, yeah, fine, take me in. He's like, where are your badges? It's metal and stuff. So, like, fine, take me in. I'm Magneto or whatever. But just random, his daughter who's, whatever. His daughter who's, can control animals or something along those lines. She's like, oh my God, don't take him away. Because previously he told her about Auschwitz, kind of. He said, she asked, what happened to your parents, Papa? And she's like, or he told her, some people took them away. Well, no one's going to take you away. So, they're taking you away. Police, no one, I'm sad. Ravens attack the police and stuff. And just randomly, a cop shoots her with an arrow and goes through her and kills his wife, Magneto's wife, too. So Magneto kills everybody. And then he kind of fucks off for a while. Jump to wherever it is that, what's his name? Quicksilver lives. Quicksilver, he's just playing Pac-Man. This is Pac-Man for a while, watching news about Magneto on the telly. That's pretty much it. That's all he does. He's got a little business card for gifted students and stuff, so he's like, hey, I'll look at this for a minute. And that's pretty much it. we go to Stuff, Think, Awesomeness. I don't even know where. I have no idea. It's probably, yeah, it's around this time that Mystique also hears about Magneto's, like, captured almost and stuff. His family and police are dead, so she's like, oh, my God, I got to go find him. How fast can he travel and stuff, blah, blah, blah. So they're now, Magneto and Nightcrawler just magically appear at the mansion. Professor X, meanwhile, is like, hey, I found Moira and stuff. I found her. She crawled out of that hole that had to do with that earthquake and stuff, so he's gone. It's just Mystique is talking to Hank, McCoy, Beast. Yeah, you gotta find Magneto or whatever. I'm stuck. What the hell? Where the hell does it go from here? Oh no, I probably missed this at some point. Maybe it happens now. Maybe I missed it, jumped over it, whatever. But Storm is like in Egypt or somewhere. She's stealing things, and Apocalypse saves her, so that happens. Then Apocalypse goes, yeah, and of course enhances her powers, saves her stuff and all that. Then Apocalypse and Storm, they go to this place it's like a place where mutants can go to get like passports, or essentially they don't really explain it, but some bald dude's there, and he's got no eyebrows. He's weird, and he's got a gun. He holds a gun in Egypt. Go figure. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So, yes, Apocalypse and Storm are there for reasons. I want to recruit the strongest and stuff. And Psylocke's there because she works for the bald dude. She's like, yeah, I know where you can find the strongest. So I guess the bald dude dies? I don't remember. Whatever. So they go around the world. Quite around the world with Russell Crowe and stuff. let's see. Mm-hmm. So eventually Apocalypse is like, hey, Angel, you've got wings. You're a mutant. How would you like metal wings? They would sound pretty good, wouldn't they? Join me and stuff. So then that happens. That doesn't make any sense. Why would... Because eventually Apocalypse, he recruits Magneto. Was Magneto in the X-Mansion? Like, during the whole Cerebro thing blow-up-ness? Was Magneto there with... He was?
Yeah.
All right. So what else happens before that? I know I'm missing a lot. Nightcrawler becomes, like, friends with Scott and Jean and stuff because Jean's like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were this beautiful. I had my eyes closed or whatever. So, yeah, they're a thing and stuff. Jean and Scott, Cyclops. Yes, that's what I was about to do. Jubilee's just kind of there, too. So it comes down to a point where Jubilee, Crawler, Scott, and Jean, they're, like, hanging out or something for some reason. They're like, hey, let's go to the mall. And that girl's like, what is a mall? I want to go to the mall. Whatever. So they go to the mall, and something else happens, but then cut to back, they're at the mall, and they're coming out of Return of the Jedi, and there's an awesome little kind of insider, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, joke. They're discussing Star Wars and stuff. I liked Empire Strikes Back better. It was dark and stuff. No, the first one, without the first one, none of them exist. Stuff. And then I think it's Gene that says, well, hey, at least we all can agree the third movie always sucks, or something along those lines. The third movie is always the worst, which, I mean, in 1986, that's not necessarily something you'd say all the time. I wouldn't think. Whatever. It's still a funny joke because X-Men 3 sucked and stuff. And now apparently this is the X-Men 3 of this new X-Men universe. Apparently, at least according to Rotten Tomatoes, anyways. So Apocalypse recruits Magneto, enhances his powers, takes him to Auschwitz, and he's like, hey, use the Earth. You can move the Earth because the Earth has so much metal and such. But cut to Moira, Professor X, Hank, and Mystique. They all go down to Cerebro and such. And because reasons, I believe they're trying to find, they're trying to find Magneto. Magneto's talking to himself while talking to Xavier. And then, like, oh my god, he's not alone. I've never felt this kind of power before. All that. Oh shit, we're way overdue. We're way overdue for a break. So let's just take a quick break here. 760-539-3247. All sorts of more X-Men Apocalypse spoilers coming up here. Because we're just beginning the second act, so why not? We're pretty much halfway through the movie, so time for a break. More Arms is Away coming at you just after this.
I'm cool.
Don't let this happen to you.
Get The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99, Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle, buy it today.
I'm kind of a social media nerd. I'm also kind of a burglar. The couple that lives here posted online that they're out of town, so I'm turning su casa
into mi casa.
And if you share every detail of your life on social media, this could be you.
So get Allstate.
Where agents keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Mayhem is everywhere. Are you in good hands?
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, looking good.
All understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So this bud's for you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy, because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Centerfold Retoucher.
Mr. Centerfold Retoucher.
Your incredible talent takes gorgeous women and somehow makes them gorgeouser.
A mucho gorgeoso.
Breasts bigger, moles smaller, mustaches gone.
You're a star.
Thanks to you, hot wax is a thing of the past, and working out is for suckers.
Ancient history.
Any artist can say their work is in a gallery, but how many can say their work is stuffed under mattresses around the world? So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Da Vinci of the derriere, because thanks to you, we can enjoy real beauty the way we like it. Completely fake. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch.
Felt this kind of power before, but the Apocalypse was like, oh my god, thank you, because, you know, the Cerebro has found Apocalypse, basically, and he's like, oh, thank you, oh my god, wow, awesome, you give me the power to connect to everybody, blah, boo. So Apocalypse is like, hey, guess what, I can find every human in the world, so what I'm going to do is going to launch all the nukes in the world. So all the nukes get launched, and there's a pretty cool Stan Lee cameo because he's standing outside of a house with his real wife and stuff, too. They're all holding each other, watching the nukes being launched. But no, they just get set off into space, which would cause some damage, I'm pretty positive. I mean, I'm no scientist, no nuclear scientist or anything. I don't think it would cause any EMP, not from space. But either way, the world is disarmed of nukes. Because I don't even know why. It's like, no, you can't have weapons. You're not superpowers or something. Because, you know, while he was watching, or after he rescued Storm, he, like, put his hand on a TV and learned everything. Because before then, he's only, like, speaking ancient Egyptian or whatever stuff. So he's like, hey, I'm learning. Or, learning. Something like that. Because he put his hand on a TV and somehow... Well, like I said, I'm pretty sure they Deadpooled him a bit. I'm pretty damn positive Apocalypse got Deadpooled a bit. But... yeah. Anyways, eventually, it's like, oh my god, we gotta destroy Cerebro. Havoc, you're Scott Summers' brother, apparently. Destroy Cerebro. So, Cerebro gets destroyed. And then Apocalypse and his War Horse people. Because it's 2016, damn it. They're not horsemen, they're horse people. Which is, of course, Magneto, Psylocke, Angel, and Storm. That's Psylocke. They all get the... They appear at the X-Mansion because teleportation is now... Somebody can teleport somewhere in there. Things and words and happenings. Charles gets rendered unconscious because Cerebro is destroyed and stuff. Something about whatever, they're there. So Moira and Havoc and the Magneto. No, not the Mystique. That's what I meant, and Hank. So, like, hey, what are you people doing here? Blah. I just want him and stuff. So Magneto, yeah, Magneto's the one that brings Charles to the teleportation bubble because of wheelchairness. anyways, Havoc's like, I'm not going to let you get away with this, and blows something up that pretty much blows up the entire house, because it can't be an X-Men movie without the X-Men mansion blowing up. So, yeah, the X-Men mansion blows up. But the good note is it pretty much is the best scene in the movie, and it has to do with her best sequence, maybe, of the movie, and it has to do with dun, dun, dun. Quicksilver! Quicksilver, he comes and saves the day in his awesome little speediness that's just even better than Days of Future Past, which, you know, Days of Future Past was the whole reason why his scene was the best scene in Days of Future Past. This blows that out of the water. It's absolutely fantastic. Sweet dreams are made of these plays and stuff. Oh. He saves everybody from the exploding X-Mansion. Amazing awesomeness. Stuff things words. Just perfectly done. If only Flash is going to be done this sort of credit, which he won't be, just because reasons and darkness and DC things. It's not going to happen, but Apocalypse is there and stuff. I don't even know what happens from there. The X-Mansion is blown up. Jubilee, Nightcrawler, people, Scott and Jean, they all come back from the movie and they're like, hey, oh my god, my brother's dead. Let's find my brother. And Jubilee's like, hey, I don't know your brother, so I'm just going to fuck off here for a while and just get shot to death because not shot to death, but shot to unconscious because Stryker's here now. Stryker just lands in the helicopter, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm going to take me some mutants. So, yeah, Stryker, he takes up Zeke, Moira, Quicksilver, and Hank. He takes those four, and he takes them to the place, wherever that place is in Canada, where Weapon X happens. He takes them there. Jubilee's knocked out, and then she fucks off for the whole entire movie. Jean, not yet, Silver Sidekick, not yet. Yeah, that's what I meant. Exactly that. Sorry. yeah, awesomeness, stuff thing. Jean, Nightcrawler, Scott, they're like, oh my God, we got to get in that helicopter. Oh, so Jean can make us invisible because psychicness. Awesome. Good stuff, and amazing. So Nightcrawler teleports them to the helicopter. They all go to the Weapon X place, wherever that is, there in Canada. And something apocalypse happens, probably. I don't, you know, not quite as it. Yeah, it's somewhere around here. Apocalypse and Xavier wakes up. They have some sort of conversation. Doesn't really matter much at this point. At this point, I know where you're getting to. Not there yet. At this point, though, what we're looking at is... I don't know. They're just talking, pretty much. Xavier and Apocalypse are like, hey, stuff. Destroying the world. No. Magneto, you can't want this. You can't want this because the world is the world and it's all I know, Xavier. I'm emo. Or whatever, because my wife died, damn it. And daughter, too. She was there. whatever. Spoilers. Yeah, everything. awesomeness. Stuff and things. Where am I at? So, okay, everyone starts to wake up. They're in some prison cell type thing that can't be infiltrated by mutants. And by everyone, I mean Hank, Moira, Mystique, Quicksilver. They're all in there. And, so they have a conversation with Stryker and stuff. They're having conversations with Stryker and, oh, I'm Stryker and everything. You're mutants. I hate you because my name is Stryker. And that's pretty much the whole entire reason why. And stuff and things. Scott, Jean, and Nightcrawler, they've infiltrated the place. They're like, oh, let's look around. We got to cut the power and such. The hiccups now. We got to cut the power and such. Oh, hey, that looks like a pretty generator right there, don't it? It looks pretty cool, I think. It's got buttons on it. Let's push some buttons. Kurt, can you get us in there? I don't know. I don't know. That's all that. Is he German? Is that what Nightcrawler is? He's German? All right, my Silver Sidekick is shaking his head, yes. So I guess that wasn't my best German accent I could pull out of my ass at the moment. I don't No, I won't do it again. what are they doing? They go into this room. He's like, oh my God, there's an animal in there. Dun, 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 Wolverine. Wolverine's the shit out of everything. It's actually kind of, it's impressive what they got away with for a PG-13 rating. There's like lots of blood in the whole movie. Not just this aspect, this whole sequence in general, but there's a lot of blood in the whole entire movie. I mean, hell, the opening scene where they find like a Wolverine-ish mutant that heals and stuff, they cut him open, and it's kind of graphic. You know, it's pretty, the MPAA is stepping up their game and like, hey, violence is cool, just don't say fuck. More than twice, still. But although, there was a great line back when Apocalypse first meets Magneto and whatnot. You know, they just teleport into the factory that he works at because Magneto came to kill everybody, and Magneto turns around. Magneto gives this huge speech, oh my God, I'm going to kill you all, because he turned me over to the police and stuff. And then they kill my family and whatever. And then, boom, Apocalypse is there. Magneto slowly turns around and says, who the fuck are you? Awesome. But anyways, back to things. Wolverine's the shit out of everything, and blood's everywhere. And, or Weapon X, I should say, because it's Weapon X, not Wolverine, per se. But, the soldiers come, Jean Grey opens up Wolverine's cage, whatever, it's not a cage, but whatever, they've got him held somewhere in something like a cage. She opens it up, awesomeness. You Wolverine the shit out of everything. And finally, they meet up with Wolverine. She's like, oh my God, hey, stop it. Stop right there. Stop. No. You need to stop all this senseless killing. Well, no, she doesn't say that, but still. I can help you. That's what she says. I can help you. So she helps him. And then he fucks off. He runs off into the sun. So, yeah, eventually the kids, they break out, Moira, Hank, Mystique, and Quicksilver. They're breaking them all out. They're like, oh, my God, we know where. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that, yep, you're still smiling because of it. Silver Sidekick, you wanted me to mention it. Apocalypse, he's like, you know, they're having a conversation with him and Xavier and such. He's like, hey. You don't need your machines to broadcast the message to everyone on Earth. All you need is me, because I enhance powers somehow. That's one of my powers. Like I said, I'm pretty sure you got that fool. But whatever. Professor X is like, oh my God, I'm sending a message to everybody. Everyone in the Earth and stuff. Oh my God, you can hear me, and I'm in your head. Everyone on Earth right now, even you, President Reagan, hear my message, and I'm speaking for Apocalypse and such. Apocalypse says, blah, 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 your towers and temples are all going to be destroyed, blah, blah, blah. I'm your god or whatever things. But the one thing about this whole segment is Apocalypse says, hey, the message is, it goes, basically Apocalypse says something, Xavier says it to the rest of the world, he's repeating what Apocalypse says. Apocalypse says, for those of you that have more power than the rest, or whatever, something like that, basically mutants, what you're going to do is, you will survive and become the strongest or something on Earth, something along those lines anyways. But Professor X says to everyone on Earth, for those of you with more power, you have to protect the weak, or basically, you know. But while he's doing that, he also sent a secret message to Jean Grey. He's like, hey, we're here. conference, you're in Egypt or whatever, come visit us in prestigious Egypt. We'll give you a 5-star hotel. Yeah. You want an all-expense-paid trip to Egypt. The X-Men, they escape Stryker's place, prison. They go to Egypt because Plain Ex Machina and flight suits. And they all have a bit of a fight. They all, you know, Four Horsemen and the X-Men, they all, Four Horse People, I'm sorry. Don't hate on me, SJWs. Don't hate. The Four Horse People. They all have a bit of a fight for a while, which is awesome. You know, great, the visuals, awesome, great effects. So they're fighting. And also, like, the thing that starts it, not the thing, I mean, the thing that starts it was Professor X told Jean where they are and stuff, so they're going to fight him. But Apocalypse, who is basically Dr. Manhattan in this movie, he's pretty much his Dr. Manhattan, right? Yeah. He can just create things. He can just do pretty much anything. He can teleport. He's Dr. Manhattan. That's who he is. Dr. Manhattan is like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go into Xavier's body now because that's something that needs to happen. So they do the whole, they recreate the pyramid because he's Dr. Manhattan. He creates it. Magneto is like magnetizing the whole entire world. Psylocke and Angel fight everybody. But yeah, Xavier's trapped. He's restrained on another slab like thing in the pyramid because, again, he's going to transfer himself in there. The blah, blah, blah. Fighting happens. They save Charles. Charles is like, oh my God, I can still feel him. I can get in his mind right now because that's my one and only mutant power. Wow. How did I forget that? But somehow it becomes like a fight inside their minds. And I don't know, that's the one and only time where you see Apocalypse use his growth ability thing, whatever that is, where he can become big and stuff. The only time is within Xavier's mind. And yeah, that's pretty much it. They're fighting their minds, and then he starts beating Charles to death in his mind. So he's like, Gene, help me. You're the only one that can help me. And eventually Mystique goes up to Magneto and is like, oh, my God, you're my family. Charles is your family. Stop it, damn it. Quicksilver's with her. He's like, you're my dad. I'm here for family, too. Because, yeah, that's the whole plot point. The plot point is, you know, it's in the trailers and such. Quicksilver knows that Magneto's his dad and he wants to find him and such. So, Jean, help me, Jean. Everything. Magneto's turned on Apocalypse. He's helping and stuff. Magneto is like fighting in the real world and also fighting in Xavier's mind. And he's winning both battles. Then all of a sudden, Jean Grey's there, and she's like, hey, I've had enough of it. And blah, Phoenix explodes. She just screams, and then Phoenix appears and stuff. It's kind of cool. I do like this. I'll go into it in just a minute as I wrap up the whole movie. Yeah, Jean Grey, she explodes the Apocalypse, pretty much, just explodes him. to death. That's pretty much what happens. I mean, she takes down his shields first, his whatever it is, thing. God, what's that word? The thing that he surrounds himself with. Force field, yes. She pretty much has a force field up. That's why Magneto can't do anything. No one can do anything to him. She just takes that down somehow by screaming loud. And then, so everyone starts hitting him. Why not? Oh, there is an awesome moment before all this where Quicksilver tries fighting him, and he does good for a while. It's pretty awesome. This Quicksilver makes these movies so goddamn awesome, man. Flash has done this much justice in the movies. Something's words. What? So, boom, exploding phoenixes, and then they just melt. Apocalypse, pretty much, he just melts, turns into sand. It's just like he turned everything else into sand. And there's so many other plot points in here, like Storm, and all the X-Men look up to Mystique because of what she did in DC to stop Magneto and whatnot. So Storm, or Apocalypse, is like, oh, trying to kill Mystique. And Storm's like, no, I'm not having that. Been on the fight. Other things happen probably, but they pretty much what happens is they melt him to death, and he's gone or whatever. Charles loses his hair. The origin of Charles losing his hair has to do with him becoming Apocalypse. So that's a thing. That's pretty much it. That's basically it. Yeah, the fight's over. They're all like, oh, we're one.
They're talking about feeling things. And we're not going to be, you know, feeling any more here at Warriors.
Well, yeah. That's after the fight and everything. After the fight, Magneto and Jean Grey rebuild the X-Mansion from rubble. Like complete rubble, but hey, whatever, it's fine. Three bills all built up again, and plus the X room or whatever the hell it's called. You know what it's called. The training room. Whatever. The training room. I can't think of it either. It's got an official name. But whatever. Mystique is in there, and she's yelling at Scott, Jean, Quicksilver. Quicksilver. The Storm. Who else? Nightcrawler. Probably someone else. Like, hey, stop it. You're X-Men now. Let's fight us some Sentinels. Because we're in the training. Danger Room, yes. The X-Men Danger Room. We're in the Danger Room, so let's fight us some Sentinels and stuff. Boom, you're X-Men. Bam, X-Men begins. Boom! That's what the movie's called, X-Men Begins. Very little to do with Apocalypse. Stuff things awesome. Then, skip a few. You watch the credits, and then the X-Corp comes to the Weapon X place and takes a vial of Wolverine's blood. And they put it into a briefcase with, like, some green, red, and blue shit. Vials of green, red, and blue shit. And then the end. So. Right? That's it. That's X-Men Apocalypse. Why don't you skip a few? Anyways, there's plenty of details that I left out. Plenty of reasons why you should still see the movie, even if you haven't yet. And for some reason, you listen to all of this. Even though, like I said, tons of times now, I'm pretty sure they Deadpooled Apocalypse a bit. I mean, yes, he is the greatest threat that's been in an X-Men movie. No question. He is the greatest threat that they've ever faced in any X-Men movie. Aside from Deadpool in Wolverine Origins and the fan outrage. Aside from that, it's a... Like I said, this is one of the top three X-Men movies for me. But by the way, oh my God, I don't know how I forgot this, but during that whole Danger Room scene at the end, pretty much everyone is in X-Men gear. It's awesome. Nightcrawler is like comic booky gear. Nightcrawler looks a lot like Nightcrawler from the comics. Mystique is wearing the whiteness and stuff. It's awesome. She's wearing the whiteness. yeah, amazing. Check it out. This Memorial Day weekend. So, pretty sure that's it, man. I don't know. Anything else to say? Anything major that I left out? I don't think so. One thing that needs to at least be addressed is the timeline. Like, what is this X-Men timeline? Okay? This X-Men movie timeline stuff. It's way too convoluted already. Like, what? It's beyond, like, comic canon timeline convoluted. They need an Infinite Crisis for just the X-Men movie universe. No, my Silver Sidekick doesn't get that reference, does he? Alright, I guess he does. Because no, the thing is, with the last X-Men movie, Days of Future Past, obviously things were changed. You know, what were they changed to? Nobody knows, except X-Men 3 doesn't exist, and probably more than likely, Wolverine Origins doesn't exist, especially with the whole Weapon X bit from this movie. Other than that, no one really knows what's going on. As you know, there's something to do with Old Man Logan. It's going to be the next Fox X-Men movie. Apparently it will be rated R. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, I guess. It's just, like I said, something needs to be said about the timeline, not making any sense. I mean, obviously it begins, like, the timeline begins with First Class, then the events of Days of Future Past, like the whole 76 stuff. Then this one, Apocalypse. Like, yeah, 76, now 86. Apocalypse. And I suppose X-Men 1 and X-Men 2. So after that would be Deadpool. I don't know. It's whatever, man. Awesomeness, stuff, things, words. Check us out on YouTube. Search Ryan's Drunk on YouTube. We're also subgaining... probably do some politics stuff on there. I mean, if you listened to the show in the past and you were expecting politics, that's probably the only place where you can find my political commentary now. It will be on YouTube. Just posted something just a couple of days ago related to politics. What does Never Trump actually mean? I break it down for you. There on YouTube. Like I said, the easiest way to find it is to just search Ryan's Drunk, one word. You'll find the channel. I believe it's the second result that comes up. Yeah. The gaming, all sorts of awesomeness is on there. Check out ryansdrunk.com, of course. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Ryan's, R-Y-A-N-S, _DRUNK on Twitter. Follow me there. Awesomeness, stuff, things, words. We'll see you next week, everybody, for some sort of show. This new era of Hans's Way, Drunken Radio Network, is beginning. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. And, of course, Sound of Hans's Way, everybody. See you next week.
From Amazon, number 1,772,434th best-selling author, comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it.
I meant turn left up ahead.
Recalculating. Turn right now!
And your cut rate insurance may not pay for all this, so get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Recalculating.
Mayhem is everywhere, so get an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
Get The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle. Buy it today.